BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
This morning, the Politburo and the Secretariat held a national conference to thoroughly grasp and implement the resolution of the 11th plenum of the 13th Party Central Committee. At the conference, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính delivered thematic report number one on the draft documents to be submitted to the 14th National Party Congress. His presentation highlighted key new points in the review of the 40 years of theoretical and practical lessons from Vietnam's socialist-oriented new renewal process. The draft report on party building and enforcement of the party statutes, the draft political report, the draft review of the 5-year implementation of the 2021-2030 Social Economic Development Strategy, and the orientations and tasks for the social economic development in the 2026-2030 period. National Assembly Chairman Trần Thanh Mẫn delivered thematic report number 2 on amendments to the Constitution and laws, orientations for the election of the 16th National Assembly and the People's Councils at all levels for the 2026-2031 term. Head of the Central Organizing Committee delivered thematic report number 3 on continuing to streamline the organizational structure for the greater efficiency and effectiveness, amending and supplementing regulations for the implementation of the party statutes, the directive to amend directive number 35 dated June 14, 2024, and the conclusion number 118 dated January 18, 2025 of the 13th Politburo regarding party congresses at all levels for the 2025-2030 term, as well as the implementation plan. National Conference on the Implementation of the 11th Plenum's Resolution of the 13th Party Central Committee serves as the foundation for the party committees, party organizations, ministries, sectors, and local authorities to continue disseminating and implementing the resolution at their localities and units.
Yesterday afternoon in Quyen City, the Central Power Corporation held a ceremony to inaugurate and mark the completion of the 110 kV Quyen Port substation and its grid connection. The 110 kV Quyen Port substation and grid connection project has a total investment of 298 billion dong. It features a substation with a capacity of 2 × 63 MVA. The project plays a key role in enhancing power supply capacity in Quyen City, easing the load on nearby 110 kV substations, reducing the power distribution radius, and improving supply reliability in the city's central area.
National Assembly Representative Nguyễn Thị Thu Thủy, Secretary of the Vân Canh District Party Committee, held a meeting with voters from 7 communes in the northern part of Tây Sơn District yesterday to provide information about the 9th section of the 15th National Assembly. At a meeting, voters expressed concern regarding the merger of the provincial administrative units, the merging of the communes, and the elimination of the district-level administrations. They called for official information to be provided to the public soon to stabilize people's minds and prevent confusion caused by unofficial information. Voters also emphasized the need to address policies on severance and salary payments for the civil servants, public employees, and officials after the merger to ensure no impact on their livelihoods. Representative Nguyễn Thị Thu Thủy acknowledged voters' suggestions and committed to forwarding them to the National Assembly. She also provided additional information on the party and the state policies regarding the streamlining of the political organizational structures.
The Provincial Science and Technology Council has recently accepted a provincial-level research project focused on developing propagation and cultivation procedures for two medicinal plants, Bakit and Hà Thủ Ô Đỏ, under forest canopy conditions in An Toàn Cầm Miêu, An Lão District, in accordance with GACP WHO standards. The project was led by Bình Định Pharmaceutical and Medical Equipment Joint Stock Company, with specialist pharmacist Nguyễn Đức Thiệp serving as project leader. After a period of research, the project leader and team successfully developed propagation and cultivation protocol for the two valuable medicinal plants in accordance with GACP WHO standards. The Provincial Science and Technology Council highly commended the efforts of the project leader and affirmed that the research outcomes met the set objectives. The council voted to approve the project with a pass rating. And that's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.